What Am I Chewing is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to What Am I Chewing, a wistful thinking spin-off podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poling Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hello.
And happy 2019. Oh. Mm-hmm. You're very excited about it.
Yeah.
We just had a conversation off air that truly should have been on air. It was a JNCOs, was prompted by JNCOs. Why were we even talking about that?
Baggy pants.
Why were we talking about baggy pants though?
Because I was browsing through my email and found one. A promotional email with a funny headline about pants.
Right.
And then I was like, I've had my eye on these specific pants. And then I started talking about how I've been wearing a lot of palazzo pants recently. And that really what I'm trying to do is just revert back to my eighth grade self, but make it fashion.
Right. I didn't know what palazzo pants were, so I had to Google it. And I was like, oh, these are just like fashion JNCOs. So then we Googled JNCOs, and we took a detour, because for some reason, when I Googled JNCOs, the internet was like, here's this denim Speedo on this man. So I looked at that. It was cool. I learned some things about men's bathing suits that I didn't know.
I found a picture of a pair of pants that I actually owned, which was very exciting.
Yes. They were Kara's spinoff JNCOs.
Yeah, sure. You could put it that way.
Sometimes before we start recording, we sit here and just, like, talk for a long time and then are like, why didn't we record that? This was kind of one of those times. It's lost to the world.
Yeah. Well, if you don't record a conversation, it never happened, so.
But it did give us the idea to one day do a fashion episode where we get together in real life and look at photos of each other from when we were young and talk about our fashion. Which will be very embarrassing. all right, you ready to chew?
I am.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
I am quite hungry.
Okay.
I'm opening the package now.
Okay, it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, it's really crunchy. Did you, buy it from, you bought it from, never mind, that's a stupid question. I was gonna ask if you bought it from a store, but that doesn't work because everything came from a store. Did you cook this food?
I did not. This was pre-packaged food.
That's what I mean. Okay. Is it warm or cold?
It's room temperature.
It's room temperature. Is it meant to be eaten at room temperature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it salty?
Yes.
Is it, like, multiple things in a package?
No, it was going to be, and then I was like, you know what? I've had a lot of, like, annoyingly elaborate things. I'm going to pick something simple.
Okay. Is it... like a typical snack food?
I would say in some cultures, yes, but maybe not necessarily in the United States.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Is it a chip of some kind?
Not really, but it's not that far off from a chip.
Okay. Is it more like a cracker than a chip? No?
No.
Okay. Would you usually eat this thing by itself or put something on it?
You could do that either way.
Okay.
All right, I would say you might put something in it. You would put this around that stuff.
Is it a taco shell?
No, but that's not a bad guess.
I know it's not a taco shell, but that's the only thing I can think of right so far. Um, hmm. What? Is there, like, one place where they would eat it usually? Like, you said it's not super American. Is it a European country?
It is not.
Well, there goes my knowledge of the rest of the world. I should stop talking now before I sound dumb.
I'm too late.
Oh.
This is the last piece. I'm eating the last piece right
Oh
now.
no, okay. But and it came in a package. Like you bought it at a store and it came inside a package.
Yep.
What color is it?
It is green.
It's green and you put stuff inside it. Do I definitely know what this thing is?
I think so.
Is it seaweed?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's those like little sheets of seaweed snacks.
I was working at a camp today and ate lunch with the kids, and they're three, so they needed help opening lots of things. And one of the things I opened was like an individually wrapped piece of that seaweed. I was like,
That's
really?
weird.
Like, this seems like even if you eat all the seaweed in a package, you're not full from
I'm still
this.
hungry. I'm definitely still hungry. Yeah.
So like it was like funny. It seemed funny and also wasteful to me that there would just be like one piece of it wrapped up like that.
Yeah. What was it wrapped in?
Like plastic.
Oh.
It
And
was
it came
one
that way,
piece
or their
plastic wrapped.
parent, like,
No,
put it?
it came that way.
Interesting. Was it big or like a normal seaweed
No,
snack
like a
size?
normal seaweed snack size. Even like I would say on the
So,
small side.
like a Kraft Singles, but seaweed.
Yeah, but smaller.
Wow.
It was weird, but I guess that's a thing for small
Well,
children.
the brand that I was eating donates 2% of their profits to the Monterey Bay Aquarium's Children's Education Fund to
Cool.
inspire ocean conservation. So maybe my seaweed snack might offset some of that plastic waste of the other
I
seaweed
hope
snack. Just
so.
kidding. No, it won't. Your turn.
I don't think that this is gonna make like hardly any noise, but I guess my mouth will sound full. I mean, I guess if I chew with my mouth open, it will make noise.
Is this a like a purchased snack food?
No.
You made it yourself.
Uh-huh.
Is it a cookie?
Uh-huh.
I guess I should guess what flavor cookie?
Uh-huh.
Gingerbread.
Nope.
Snickerdoodle.
Nope.
Chocolate chip.
Nope.
Well, that's all the cookies there are, so.
No, it's like more simple than that, I think.
Like a peanut butter cookie?
No.
An oatmeal cookie?
No.
A butter cookie?
I mean, are all cookies are butter cookies?
Yeah, but there are specific butter cookies.
No.
A shortbread cookie, which is technically a butter
No, that's what
cookie.
I would call a butter cookie, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Different kinds of cookies. Sugar cookie.
No.
I really don't know.
There's like one thing that it's not, I guess it's not super common to make a cookie this way. But like, it's pretty simple.
Is it like a weird health food alternative to a real
No,
cookie?
not at all.
A simple, non-standard way to make a cookie. Did you buy cookies and then crush them up and reconstitute them as a different kind of cookie?
Nope.
It doesn't have nuts in it.
Nope.
Is it just like a chocolate cookie?
Yeah, it's just a chocolate cookie.
Oh. What is different about them?
Nothing.
You said it's like not a normal way to make a cookie.
Well, I just like, I think that chocolate cookies aren't very common. Like it's not, there are no chocolate chips in it. It's just chocolate. Mm-hmm. It's just like really chewy.
I would like to eat one.
They're very good.
They sound like they are.
But I did, here's what I did. I made a lot of cookies. I used two pans. One pan was clean, and one pan I had used to cook salmon. Oh. And I was like, oh, I'll wash this, and then I'll, you know, reuse this pan. And I totally didn't wash it well enough.
Oh,
and
no.
So, like, a few of these came
fish
out.
Fish cookies?
Like, not, you can't, you wouldn't taste it and be like, that's fish. But a couple of them were pretty weird.
Yeah.
But not, only a couple. The rest came out okay.
I was eating a leftover cannoli yesterday. And I was like, you know what's great about cannolis after they've been, like, sitting there for a couple days is they have that, like, even if they're fried in something that only does pastry, like, after a couple days, they still start to taste like French fries. And I love it.
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Oh, there's, like, a weird French fried flavor that comes in. Mm-hmm. But by then, they're usually, like, kind of soggy and gross anyway. I don't know. I'll eat any cannoli, whether it tastes like French fries or not.
Cool, we did the chewing. Mm-hmm. I haven't worked in, like, a week, because my work closes during the holidays. And I've been filling my time with baking, which has been really fun, and also, I've eaten a lot of cookies and cakes.
Have you watched The Great British Bake Off yet?
Some of it, yes. Okay. A friend who I very much trust, and we think that the same things are funny and awesome, texted me recently, and he was like, oh man, Jordan, I did it. I started watching The Great British Baking Show. So I was like, all right, I guess I have to do it.
It's just so wonderful. What season did you watch?
I started the holiday one.
Oh, those are nice. Yeah. I like them. They're, like, somehow even more delightful than the regular seasons.
That's why I thought I would
start
there.
Really nice. Like, the reason that I like that show so much is that they are so unlike any, like, American cooking competition. Like, everyone gets along.
Yeah, it just
doesn't
feel like
everyone really likes each other, and they all hug at the end of every episode.
Well, and there are generally, I've found so far, no, like... Like, in America, we're always trying to, like, tell the sad story and whatever.
They don't do
that. And it's just, like, I fast forward through those parts. Like, I just want to see you bake the thing. Yeah, so they don't really do that.
They do some, like, things where they'll, like, go home with people, like, just to introduce them. And then once you get to, like, later in the season, to, like, the semifinals, then they'll go home and do, like, a slightly more in-depth, like, family profile and whatever. But those are still, like, pretty nice. There was one that really bummed me out just because of the way that their family members were talking about them. And I was like, oh, no. But I think they wound up winning, so that was nice. But, yeah, there was a person in one of the recent seasons that they added who had a limb difference. I'm not sure if it was like an amputation or whatever, but they never mentioned it, and it was awesome. Like, she just was able to, like, bake with everyone else, and they didn't have to do this big, like, oh, she's different because her arm is weird thing.
Cool.
Which I really appreciated. Yeah. But, like, everyone on that season was awesome too. I just love that show so much. It's so good.
All right. Well, it's 2019 now.
As this comes out, but we're talking to you from
actually,
the past.
Yeah, surprise, we're still in 2018. But if you're listening to this, it's 2019. So let's look back a second. Carrie, do you have any favorite episodes from 2018? We made a lot.
We did.
It was our first
lot.
Like full year.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about it in those terms, but you are correct. I thought our Sound of Music episode was wonderful with your friend Sasha, who I hung out with in real life.
Yeah, that was so, that makes me happy.
Yeah, we went to see some dance.
And Sasha, who had actually never seen the end of The Sound of Music, even though she's the one who picked it.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Great episode. Mm-hmm. You can hear the origin story of how we started talking about eyebrows so much.
Is that where that started?
No, it actually started on the episode when your computer died and Joey had to guest host for our Cutting Edge episode.
I wasn't even there?
Mm-hmm, which was also great. Because I was like, because in The Cutting Edge, which was made, I think, in 92, the main character has very, like, full, bushy eyebrows. And I was like, as somebody who came of age during the great eyebrow scare of the early 2000s, it's refreshing to see a full eyebrow on screen. And Joey was like, I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Can I just, side note, I really appreciate the ways that Joey is willing to learn the things that we want to tell him about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, he really took it on.
Yeah, now eyebrows is one of the things. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to your Cinemakers episode of Clueless, and I also just, like, appreciate the ways that he's tried to take on our lens of how we view things about women, too. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, Joey, for open-minded and listening to us and our points of view, and also for being interested in eyebrows.
And all the other stuff that you do for Cage Club.
Cool, yeah. I mean, you do a lot of other good stuff also. Like, you're the reason we're here and everything.
But the eyebrows are what matter. And then, actually, an episode with him that we did about Titanic was another one of my faves. That was really fun. And then our crossover episode with Brian about Grease was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And then
the origin of this show happened on during.
Oh yeah, what am I chewing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. During the recording of that.
Mm-hmm. And honorable mention, Waterworld, because it's a ridiculous movie and we had fun with it.
Yes, well, I mean, those are all really great episodes. I tend to forget our episodes, like, pretty much right after they happen. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that I edit and have to listen to.
Oh, no, I do too, but Joey had asked me to, like, nominate a favorite episode for the newsletter, so that made me go back and, like, think about them.
Yeah, and I think, so the one that stands out the most for me is Waterworld, but it's just because I laughed so hard watching the movie that, like, that's what I remember.
Yeah.
At the spaghetti hat.
And that's all that matters.
I know.
You know, you had an emotional experience watching a movie. It was positive. And so Waterworld can't be a bad movie. People say it's bad, but clearly it isn't.
And I also, like, I don't remember, like, what we said, but I also remember feeling pretty proud of whatever we came up with for our Waterworld show, because that was a game we were playing for a while.
Oh, yeah, the circus.
Yeah,
circus
we were like, make show. This a circus show, but I think we actually made it a dance show.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but really I remember being pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. How about you? Like, do you have any other favorite episodes
that's
from,
like,
this year?
No, not really. I mean, when Sasha didn't know the end of The Sound of Music, that was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, genuinely shocked by how much I liked that movie.
Oh my god, me too. I think I am gonna watch it again soon.
I mean, I saw The Princess Bride for the first time ever this year, because we watched it for the podcast, and I feel like that was, like, that was, like, a piece of pop culture that I was missing that I have now. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of references that have been made in the last 6 months that I'm like, oh.
That's where that's from. Do you have any favorite episodes that you've been on for other podcasts that came out this year?
I liked the Tully episode that we did for Watch the Throne. I'm sure I did other ones, but I don't actually remember them.
Well, you did a Too Fast, Too Forever episode.
I did do a Too Fast, Too Forever. I did like being on that podcast. I like some of the games they play. Mm-hmm. And I love that movie. I love Fast 6. If you haven't seen any of the Fast movies, it's fine. Just start with 6. 6 and 7 are pretty great.
Yeah. I saw... Well, I was on a bunch of episodes of Watch the Throne, and I saw Monster for the first time, which was really wonderful, but I never want to see it again because it's also very
intense.
One
of those. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I mean, it's excellent. It's a good movie. Capital G, capital M, but it's hard. Christina Ricci's in it, though.
Yeah. Wow, we haven't watched a Christina Ricci movie in a long time.
A while, ooh. Yeah. But my favorite non-wistful thinking episodes that I've been on were basically all of Cinemaker's Amy Heckerling. It has been such a joy to, rediscover some of her work, but then also, see most of it for the first time and, just be totally blown away by it. It's been a wonderful little adventure that we had over there.
Cool.
And also gave me an excuse to do an extremely deep dive on Clueless.
Which you did.
My favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Read a whole book about it. And now I know entirely too much about that movie and not enough about things that are probably important, but whatever.
Do what makes you happy.
Yep. Do you have any...
What
were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say what you were looking forward to in 2019.
That's what I was going to ask you.
What? That's why we're the same person.
I don't know, because I don't know what's going to happen in 2019. My day job just ended, so I'm looking forward to finding a new stream of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But also maybe getting to take on some freelance gigs that are pretty cool. I also want to start sewing again. That's one of my... New Year's resolutions is to dust off ye old sewing machine and get it working again and start making my own clothes.
Oh, do it. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. I regret not being a cosplay nerd as a teenager because I would be so good at sewing now.
Yeah.
Because I know people who have been making their own costumes since they were teens, and mm-hmm. now they're expert seamstresses, and I really want to have that superpower.
You can have it. You can get there.
Mm-hmm. Just got to get that sewing machine working again. Find the power cord.
That'll be a good start.
Yeah. Well, because I got it when I was in high school, I think. Because I was taking a fashion class and doing a lot of sewing. And I just have moved so many times in the last 10 to 15 years that, it goes from one place to another and doesn't get set up, and then the cord goes in this box and the machine goes in another, and next thing you know, it's been in your trunk for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How about you?
I am looking forward to a lot of flying trapeze. Fingers crossed that my body keeps its shit together. It mostly is so far. Enough that my life doesn't feel in shambles, and that's been really good. I'm having a better relationship with winter so far this year.
That's good.
It could just be because it's the beginning of winter. And
yeah,
I'm definitely lying to myself. But
yeah. And you also don't have to get up and go to an office job every day.
No.
Which also helps, because when you have to wake up in the morning and go outside, and it's the winter, and also you're in Vermont, that's a real bummer.
Yeah. I mean, even this morning, it was I didn't know, but it was icy out this morning, and I wasn't ready for it, so I walked out the door and, definitely almost ate it on my stairs, but didn't. It was when you're falling and it's, in slow motion,
mm-hmm.
it was like that for a long time, and I finally caught myself and didn't fall.
Yeah.
But I just, wasn't ready for that. And I was like, oh, right, this is what happens. My car is covered in a layer of ice.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to trying to do a better job with that. Because I think that I can, and I think that that will be a big deal for me. And...
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just being miserable about it
yes.
the whole time? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And, really just, falling apart and, not doing great for many months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, despite the world being a trash fire, and having no money, My life is pretty good. It was very good in 2018, like maybe my favorite year ever for a lot of reasons.
That's good.
And yeah. Like I'm hoping that like upward momentum can continue. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's always ups and downs. Maybe it'll be a down year, who knows? But I'm hoping not.
Or a year where you're just hurtling through the air.
Totally.
Flying.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I would like it to be an up year also. We'll see how that goes.
Fingers crossed. For everyone. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone has an up year.
Me too. I hope America has an up year. Because yeah. we need it. Doesn't look like it's going to work out that way, but,
no.
you know, who knows? Maybe we'll all be fine. Oh, boy. I started watching Blade Runner yesterday, like the one from 1982, but a cut of it from 1992. There's so many versions of that movie. Anyway, it takes place in 2019, mm-hmm. so I was like,
oh,
gotta get my like fashion tips in order, figure out my look for 2019. But I don't know if I'm gonna go with Blade Runner.
It's well, cause that's like real futurey, like fake futurey looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not
yeah,
there
kinda.
Yet.
We
Do you think we'll ever get
cars.
There?
I don't know. I mean, we are living in the future in a lot of ways, you know.
But all we're doing is recycling old fashion. Like
yeah.
It's not like our fashion has become.
Yeah, but even, like, fake future fashion is just recycling old fashion. Like, a lot of the stuff in Blade Runner is just, like, kind of, like, has, like, a little bit of a Nazi look to it, mm. but make it fashion, you know?
Or, like, in Her, when he just, like, has those high pants
really
on.
High-waisted pants. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they need to, like, invent new textiles or something mm. for us to really, like, go anywhere with that. But they have. I mean, performance fabrics have come quite a ways, you know. Performance. Mm. That's not the word for it.
What
do, I mean?
What
technical
do you mean?
Fabrics.
What?
Like, the stuff that they make, like, athletic clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Out of.
I mean, athletic fabrics? Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's a real
technical
name for that.
Technical fabrics
I don't know
is
what
the
it
word.
Is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Technical.
Okay.
I think. Whatever.
All right. Any other reflections on the old year or the new year?
I just want to continue to not be horribly ill all of the time. If I could, like, because I still, you know, chronic illness mm-hmm. is a full-time job in and of itself. But, like, these last couple years have been an upward trajectory. For that part of that has to do with the fact that I haven't gotten the flu or, like, any normal people illnesses, mm-hmm. which can, like, really start a cascade of terrible. So if I just continue to be relatively okay, you know, and have more days where I'm not confined to my bed, that's all I can ask for. That's all I want.
I hope that for you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Also, if I could get away with continuing to not go to the doctor.
Interesting.
That would be great. Well, it's complicated. It's complicated. I don't even want to get into it. But
different,
I just, like,
different podcast.
Didn't go to the doctor this year, and it worked out great.
Cool.
Yeah. This is not medical advice. Do not do what I do.
All right, well, thanks for listening to What Am I Chewing? We will be back next week to start our Mike Myers month.
Yeah.
I believe we're starting with Wayne's World.
Probably.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that's what
think
we decided.
So. Yeah.
We'll be
I'm
watching.
I'm also going to watch So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
No.
No, I'm going to
No,
also
I know.
Watch
I know you are.
I love that movie so much. Or
I
did. I haven't seen it in a while, so we'll see how it goes.
I might also watch it because I suspect that it does not hold up.
Yeah, probably not. But it made me laugh a lot when it was on Comedy Central all of the time.
Yeah, in like 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening. Talk to you, hear you, listen to us next week. Bye.
Bye.